Billionaires are.
Good. Fuck off.
Whoa, hello.
Hello, I love you. Sorry.
I love you. Billionaires are good.
Billionaires are good. Shout out Chris Cresswell for our beautiful new theme song.
Very good.
And for our beautiful old theme song from the old show.
Yeah, he's a prolific bastard. I hope he becomes a billionaire, you know.
Hope he does too. He won't. He's too nice.
No, billionaires are good.
They're good.
They are good.
They're
good. And it's easy to be one.
I know. People, I'm just not a billionaire because I don't want to.
Right.
I don't
want to. You should change your mind.
But I don't want to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ever been hypnotized?
No, dude. That doesn't work on me.
I don't think it's real. I think it's all fake.
You think that everyone who's ever been hypnotized made it up? It's like a conspiracy against you?
Yes, because the only people that get hypnotized are people that sign up for it. That want to be hypnotized.
I see.
So they already are kind of like wanting it to happen. So I think they make themselves be like, all right, I'm going to go bark like a dog.
Wow.
You know?
It's like,
act out.
It's like Peacock.
Yes.
The only
exactly
people who
like
watch Peacock signed up for Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what's on there?
I
will never know.
I think the Olympics were on there, but I'll never I'm not signing up for a new thing. That's
There's
my
an
rule.
Office spinoff that's coming to Peacock soon.
What?
Yeah.
No, please,
yeah, dude,
no. I don't like that.
We could just make new stuff. That would be
no,
fucking great.
No, people are afraid of that.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah.
Nothing new for me.
Hey, welcome to Billionaires Are Good,
welcome
though.
To the best podcast on the planet,
in
everybody.
The world.
Yeah.
God damn,
We're
we love you.
Fun.
BillionairesAreGood.com for all the links to our stuff. At BillionairesAreGood. Tweet at us. BillionairesAreGood at gmail.com. Just really anywhere you can think of. Just add BillionairesAreGood to the end of that.
That's right.
And that'll be us.
Yeah, and then you'll be a billionaire. We'll teach you how to be a billionaire.
Fucking finally. Yeah
man. You know.
And then I can borrow some money.
That's right.
You.
That's how billionaires make it.
Caleb, you have some tour dates?
Oh,
yes?
You know I do. I am going to be touring my little ass off. I'm very excited about it. This is going to be the busiest year. So come on out if you're a listener. Bring a friend. I really need some help selling these tickets so that I can buy a boat. So check this out. I'm going to be at Prairie Street Brewing, Rockford, Illinois. That's going to be September 13th, Poorhouse Music Hall, Raleigh, North Carolina, September 29th. I'll be at the Denver Comedy Lounge October 4th and 5th, the Comedy Nest in Montreal October 24th and 26th, Alameda Comedy Club in Alameda, California. That's going to be November 1st and 2nd, Denver Comedy Underground November 8th and 9th, Planet of the Tapes in Louisville, Kentucky November 15th and 16th. I'll be at the Boldorado doing Comic Sense December 5th through the 7th. Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio December 12th and through the 15th, and The Riot in Houston, Texas December 20th through the 21st. So come out to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fuck yeah, man. And I am in Ohio at Go Bananas.
That's a good state.
And I believe it's October 17th. Look at my website, davidtheross.com. And then I will be at Fest in Gainesville. And we're doing a pre-Fest show in Jacksonville the night before Fest, the Thursday before. If you're in Jacksonville or anywhere near in Florida and you want to come to a cheaper show than that, come to that.
And everywhere in Florida is near Jacksonville.
That's true.
Big city.
Big city, small state.
Yeah.
It is a big fucking city.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's awesome. I like it there
lot. Yeah, Florida gets a bad rap, you know?
It is bad.
Just because they are wrestling gators and there's always a weird headline about a Florida man, you know?
Yeah, and they have like a governor that's...
good.
They never have a bad governor. That's what I was going to say. He's always good. Yeah. I don't know. I want to play. I found this song. I don't know if you guys are.
I love music.
Yeah.
I love keeping up with new music, you know?
Yeah. So I found this new song that
good.
I don't know if you guys will have heard it, but I really like it.
Okay, cool. I'm going into it with an open mind. I like the way it is starting so far.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good country song. Have you heard this? It's great.
Penis, Caleb.
Just listen to it.
Is he saying?
Penis, Caleb.
Penis.
He is, yeah. But I don't know what it's about.
Where'd you hear this?
Penis, Caleb. Penis, Caleb.
Wait a minute.
Penis, Caleb.
Penis, Caleb.
Penis, Caleb.
Where did you...
Penis, penis, Caleb. Penis, penis, Caleb.
Where did you hear a song called Penis?
Penis, penis, Caleb.
This is on the radio?
Oh, sorry, I got that. Yeah. I heard this on Power 106.
There's a song called Penis, Penis, Caleb that's on the radio. Can you... Okay, I'm glad you paused it. Can you give it a pause real quick? Because this is weird. This is weird to me.
Yeah, this
because that was my nickname in high school. Was Penis,
Penis,
Penis
Caleb.
Yeah. So I was a really cool guy.
We were trying to figure out a fun way to use AI, and I think we found it.
Well, a lot of people think AI is bad and going to kill us, but it does, every once in a while, you can make a fun song.
Penis, Penis, Caleb.
I mean,
Penis, Penis, Caleb.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that.
It was Penis, Penis, Caleb, dude.
Yeah.
It is what
I'm glad that that's a
now.
Song, you know. I mean, it's odd that that would be on the radio, but...
Yeah. They same guy has a single called Bitch Bitch Dave.
What would have had to have happened for my nickname to be Penis Penis Caleb? You know? I guess I'm just so cool. Everybody likes hanging out with me.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, if that catches on, get that hashtag going out there. You know.
Penis
Penis Caleb. Hashtag Penis Penis Caleb at Billionaires Are Good. Let's go.
Yeah, buddy.
Let's go.
You know? I wrote one more song.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
I love songs. I love songs, Dave.
I'm so excited. Here we go. I think this is the one.
See, this is what I wonder. Why didn't they do this? When he was campaigning, you know,
just
they're like,
all right,
we got to make him seem like, you know, full of vigor.
Also, why is there no hardcore band that has thought of that? Just like, because no one who's watching a hardcore show is like, I love what he's saying. I can hear
it. Yeah, why not?
Just make it Joe Biden over and over again, dude.
Yeah, you know, gets you some clicks, and you can't copyright your name, right? I can call my name. I can call
you
my
can
song Joe Biden.
Copyright your name.
Well, shit.
When I had IDK Not Trump, though. In 2016, you remember this, right?
Yeah.
If you're unaware, I made a campaign sign that said IDK Not Trump though 2016 and put it in front of my house, and it kind of blew up, and I sold a bunch of shirts, and I tried to trademark it, and I couldn't because his name is in it. Which I think is weird because Trump is also another word.
Yeah, it's a word.
Yeah, it's like a word.
Yeah.
And it didn't say Donald Trump. Yeah.
Wow, well, that kind of makes me not like him.
Yeah, dude, that's a good point. Maybe he's bad.
Nah.
Fuck.
I was kidding. Well, he's a billionaire.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, then
we're
he's definitely
good.
We're going
to do an episode about that guy.
Hey, by the way, yeah. Holy shit. I hadn't thought about
what's
that.
What's he up to?
We should, yeah.
He was president. I remember he was president.
A little while ago.
For, I think it was one term.
Yeah, totally. And then he was on the internet a bunch.
Yeah, he was on the internet. That was cool.
He's back on the internet lately.
Yeah. Wow, I got to catch up. I'm not really
SNL's
a news guy.
SNL's talking about him.
Not
yeah,
really
I get most of
guy.
My news from SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still going?
Yeah,
good
dude.
Show. Good show.
Solid News Live.
Yeah, dude.
That's where I get my...
You ever watch an episode of SNL Live?
No.
I did it, like, twice.
Mm-hmm.
And
when I was a kid, I did, yeah.
They cut out a bunch of stuff. Like, if you watch it live and then you watch it on Hulu the next day, a bunch of stuff is different. It's interesting.
Yeah, you're saying they cut out a bunch of stuff in the edited version, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
It's wild.
Why
I didn't
you?
Realize. Well, I thought that was the conceit of, like, they're going to be giggling a lot. Mm-hmm. They're going to be problems. They're going to mess up. But they cut a bunch of them out.
Wow.
Every time I've ever watched one live, it's really weird.
Well, if it's going to exist forever, they probably want to. It used to be like it wouldn't go on the internet because we didn't have the internet. The internet didn't exist.
That was a better time, right?
That was a better time.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I used to have dirt floors and.
God, dirt floors.
My feet.
Yeah.
Dirt floors.
I remember I used to go to your place, there'd always be a chicken around.
Chicken at a straw mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was like, Dave's doing pretty good. He's got a chicken.
Yeah, dude. I had a few chickens for a while.
Yeah.
You know. And yeah, my wife made the best stew. Man, I love
what
a
happened
good
to your wife?
Stew. She died. Dysentery, yeah.
Man. Well,
she
women,
was 21 years old.
crazy.
She'd already had 15 kids.
How many can you have, like, in one go? I know you can have, octuplets?
Yeah, Octomom, that was a big deal. I think
can you get more than
Octo? Nine.
Come on.
One a month, dude.
So it's just like boom, 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 like nine?
That's the sound.
Wow.
That's boom, the sound boom, that comes boom, 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 wasn't me, you know? And,
that's my favorite thing that Trump does is when he doesn't act out of anyone using a phone, even if it's him using a phone, he goes bing, 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 bing.
Oh, my God, dude.
Which is just not the noise.
He's such a psychotic idiot.
No, he's good, Dave.
He's good.
So it's the noise that Joe Pesci uses when he talks about getting his ass kicked in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing. But he thinks that phones go.
Yeah,
that's what phones do.
Yeah, well, Donald Trump is 100.
He is 100
years old.
Maybe his phone really goes bing 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 bing. Bing.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he has a rotary iPhone.
Yeah. Only the president gets a rotary iPhone.
I know how to work. We love it.
But he's not the billionaire of the week this week.
No, certainly not. Before we get to that, we have a Patreon. If you want bonus episodes from us.
Oh shit.
Patreon.com/billionairesaregood, and also follow us at billionairesaregood.
And we have a tier where you can give us $1 billion.
That's right. Join our Discord. Discord's really fun. Really.
Discord's great.
Yeah.
Discord's it's like Twitter without the people you don't like.
Yeah, totally. Right.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like a Facebook where no one you don't want there is there.
Perfect.
It's really good shit. So we have a little bit of an apology to give out. Patreon went through like a sort of like a reimagining in the past 6 months or something, and I didn't notice it. I guess we were probably told.
Well, we've been on the grind, you know. We've been stacking our money up,
eating meat.
Yeah, eating meat and stacking money.
Yeah,
up.
Killing fucking deer.
Yeah,
yeah, man, making best friends with a deer. And
I've been explaining a
temple.
Lot of things to women.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
I've been getting mad about Star Wars.
Dude, yeah. I hate Star Wars.
Yeah, me too. It's my favorite movie.
All of it. Yeah, me too.
But anyway, apparently we have missed a bunch of shout-outs that are due.
But
I
not
do them
today,
all right
baby.
Now, and I'm sorry it took us so long. We were doing them as they came in, but then just like a bunch of old ones just popped in.
Yeah.
And that sucks. So thanks for being here. We love you.
We love you.
Everyone who joins... Our Patreon on one of the paid tiers gets a shout out. Shout out to Sid Claypool.
Sid Claypool.
What a good name.
It's a good
dude.
Name for an author.
Shout out to Kate Ocho.
Kate Ocho.
Shout out to Two Stoves.
Come on now. Two Stoves?
Two Stoves. Love
that's what
our
I like
podcast.
To hear.
Yeah,
two
dude.
Stoves.
Two Stoves. Two Stoves
used to
and
be
a fridge.
Titty Boy.
Two Stoves, one cup. You
oh,
know what I mean?
That's how
right.
I go.
Yeah, so those two stoves are taking a shit in a cup and fucking each other. You
know? Ooh.
Shout out to Jeremiah Jimenez.
Okay.
Thanks for joining the
Patreon.
Interesting
name.
Shout out to Alex.
Alex.
Shout out to
if that
Kelsey
is your name.
Armitage.
Kelsey Armitage.
Armitage, yes.
We have a lot of people that use fake names on the Patreon, but some of them are very convincing.
Shout out to Brandon Hobbs.
Brandon Hobbs.
Shout out to Tejo.
Tejo?
T-E-I-J-O. I think it's Tejo.
It sounds like a DJ.
Yeah.
Brandon Hobbs sounds like a founding father to me.
Also kind of sounds like a DJ.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Opening for Tiesto.
Tiesto.
It's Brandon Hobbs.
I like Brandon Hobbs.
Shout out to Melissa Dominguez. What's up, Melissa?
Melissa Dominguez.
Thanks for being here. And shout out to Seth Gonzalez.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're so
hell
happy
yeah,
y'all
dude.
Are here.
Thank you, and sign up for that Patreon. Get some bonus episodes that are even better than these.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, our fucking episodes suck.
Yeah, the bonus episodes are really
dude.
Good. Kick us a few bucks. We give you some goodies, and it's fun.
It's fun, yeah. And so this week, we're talking about Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is a billionaire.
I think this is the first one of the three billionaires we've done who I like.
Well, they're all good, but Jay-Z might be the goodest.
Yeah, except the most recent hair.
The results are in. No one likes that.
Yeah.
No one likes it. Other rappers bring it up in their songs. They'll be like, what's up with the hair?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
It's
stuff?
Some sort of statement about
something. I don't know.
Yeah, what he's been through or how difficult
I just
it is.
For his whole life, everyone was like, the hair's looking good. And then he was like, but what if I make it look bad?
I think you like, maybe it's like a, one of those, he became, like, there was a long time where Warren Buffett looked like shit all the time. You remember
that? Yeah, yeah. Well, billionaires go through that phase.
Yeah, so. Maybe that's what it is. He's like, I'm a billionaire. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Fuck you.
You know, maybe that's what he was doing where he was like, all right, now I'm a billionaire. I don't want any of the blowback billionaires get.
Uh-huh.
What if I distract them within, you know, Trump does the same thing. Look at this hair.
Yeah.
I look ridiculous just like you.
Man.
I'm not up in my
you're a
mansion.
Billionaire. Imagine, it must feel so insane to be a billionaire wearing a diaper. You know what I mean?
Better than being poor and wearing one.
Well, certainly. And probably better than being poor and not wearing one.
Better than anything, honestly.
Except being a billionaire and not wearing a diaper.
Yeah, yeah.
Though, I mean, not that it's, whatever, I guess it's probably not that bad to wear a diaper, but being a billionaire, actually, what am I saying? It probably sucks to wear a diaper.
It does, but yeah, yeah. I don't know. If I was a billionaire, if I didn't need to wear a diaper, and I was just myself right now with $1 billion and a diaper, and I'm just sitting on, pissing in my little diaper, drinking a beer, sounds pretty fun.
I guess. Does it? I don't want to piss my pants. It's not that the only reason I don't piss my pants is that then I got to change my pants. I don't like having piss on my legs.
Wow. Wow, Dave.
Yeah, that's right.
Ever since Dave got rich, he thinks he's better than
everybody. I'm a real elitist motherfucker. I don't want there to be piss on my body.
Great.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah,
dude.
And I bet not in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Dave's up to now. I'm a man of the people.
Okay, fine. I'll change how I feel about that.
Good.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Can change your mind. People don't know. I say it all the time. Change your mind, and it works.
Yeah, it does work. So Jay-Z is a billionaire.
Yeah,
he's got 2.4 billion.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's not that many billions, though.
It's not that many billions, but it is 2,000 million.
Right.
That's
which is
a lot
of millions.
That's a lot.
And it's 2 million thousands, and that's
whoa,
crazy.
Whoa, what? That's even worse. Wow.
Because I have negative 30,000. That's how many thousands I have.
Yeah, 0,000 would be...
0,000 would suck, too, but I have negative 30 thousands. So...
Yeah, so Jay-Z's a little different.
Yeah, man. He's got 2 million thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Which is a lot of thousands. And I like thousands. That's the number that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would really love to start operating in millions.
That'd be great.
That would be
great.
Sick, dude. Who knows? I don't know if I'll ever get there, seeing as how I'm in the red.
No, but that's how it goes. That's how you got to spend money to make money.
Uh-huh. For your whole life.
And then you do have to make, you have some point you must make money. You can't just spend it.
Man, you know what I was thinking about the other day? So I'm like feeling pretty insane about comedy. I told you that. It's hard to, I don't know. It's not, I'm not going to totally get into it, but I'm mad. And,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, man, it's tough. There's more comedians than ever. The industry that we're a part of is like fully collapsing. And it feels like I've put a lot of time into this thing and the rewards are very small. Mm-hmm. And it's been really pissing me off. And again, I'm not going to totally get into it. There's a lot to that. I feel okay in a lot of ways. But I'm like, I've been getting really pissed. And when I tell people that I feel this way, sometimes they'll say something to the effect of, well, maybe you're just ahead of your time. And... aside from the fact that that's really frustrating because I'm, like, hungry, you know?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and that's a thing people say as a compliment. Like, man, that guy was avant-garde, ahead of his time. That artist wasn't appreciated until after he died. And, like, I guess I just want to say that just means you suck. If you make a piece of art and then 1,000 years later, a lot of people like it, you're a bad artist. That means you accidentally did something you could have never understood, and then people accidentally found it. I mean, separate from the frustration of living hungry, you're not good, especially comedy. Like, you're not a good comedian if people don't get it until 100 years later. That means you don't have any, you're not plugged
in. Timing is important.
Yeah.
I told the joke, and 100 years later, everybody liked it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot lately, and it's been really giving me a lot of pause.
Right, and then it's funny when a lot of some comedians make it who are behind their time. You know?
Yeah, well, I see that's the thing that makes me feel better, is I think that there are a lot of people making it in comedy currently who have no time at all. They're not behind right. or ahead
they exist
or current.
Out of time.
Their comedy has no business being considered that.
Yeah.
And people don't agree, but they're wrong.
I think every successful comedian is good.
Right. Me too, man.
I always hated, though, when they say that, where they're like, isn't it great now we're appreciating Edgar Allan Poe 200 years after he died? And I'm like, not to him.
Not for him. He's
not
dead.
For him at all. He doesn't get anything out of this now.
No.
You know? I always hate when, you know, especially when a singer or somebody dies, then they go viral.
Mm-hmm.
They get a bunch of streams. I'm like, well, great. Now what?
Awesome. Yeah.
What, his family gets it? Well, I guess that's good. But,
that is good.
But still, I want it.
Yeah.
I want it. Give money to me.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Tell me something nice now. Don't wait till... But I do the same thing. I don't say anything nice to anyone until they are gone. So.
Right.
That's my policy.
I also it's also tough to like, because all art is subjective.
Is
comedy.
It? I forget what that means. Objective and subjective. What is going
subjective
on?
Subjective means it's like subject to interpretation. Or
right.
Like,
it's
based on right. the subject that is receiving it, whether or not it's valid.
Yeah, yeah.
And objective is not that. And I'm describing it wrong, I think. But you know what I mean.
I do.
And I'm like not mad at people's success, but I am mad at the lack of mine.
Right.
And I know you're listening to my podcast, and so you're like, I like you, and thank you. I appreciate that. And
right, right.
And that's fine. And again, like, I shouldn't have brought this up because I should have known that it would feel like I needed to explain, but all the explanations are just going to sound sad. And it just, everyone I know, not only does everyone I know go through this, everyone I know is going through this.
Yeah.
It's a frustrating time. But here's the good part. Up until now, when I've been feeling like difficulty with booking or making money or feeling appreciated or whatever, I've always been like, I just got to get better. I suck. Mm-hmm. And now I've been getting super mad, and it's because I think I'm great, and I think I deserve it. And I had this happen like a few years ago to a certain degree, and now it's better. So it's actually good. I'm like, man, I'm good. So that feels good that I feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, give me money, world.
Well, if you want a little peek behind the curtain, Dave told me not to say this, but I'm going to say it. What Dave is frustrated about is he didn't get to play the Red Hulk. And they gave it to Harrison Ford. And,
yeah.
But they told it was down to Dave and Harrison Ford. So.
Actually, this is totally wrong. It's because they gave it to an Asian lady.
Shit, billionaires are good.
Billionaires
dude.
Are good, man.
That's right. Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Have you heard this song?
I've never heard this.
It's
I like
great.
It so
it's
far.
It's a good new song. Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
This sounds like.
Okay. It's so weird. The choice they make is always.
I don't hear anything
Caleb.
Weird about it. This sounds like. I think this is objectively a good song.
Me too, buddy.
It's a fun nickname and a good song. Puts a smile on my face. You know?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. So Jay-Z, here's what I find fascinating about Jay-Z is I've been a fan of his for a while, you know?
Yes.
And, he put out his first album when he was 26, but he seemed like an adult to me, I remember. Like, you know how some rappers, they start and they seem like a teenager, even if they are an adult? Jay-Z always had this, like, I'm an adult. I'm a grown man.
Oh, that's true.
You know, he never seemed to be, you know, that immature to me. And he
yeah,
was always rapping about his portfolio and his investments. Like he was, he had this in mind a long time. And then he did get to $1 billion, which is just crazy. To
crazy.
Me. But now a lot of young people think he's Beyonce's husband. which is like insane.
I know.
If you're like 20 and you're like, oh, Beyonce's husband's really rich. It's like, wow.
Wow, I know.
Crazy.
I was always shocked at how many problems he had. He's got so many problems.
Yeah, he
man.
Has a lot of problems.
99, dude. That's so many.
Dude, I have 99.
I don't have 99 problems. I have one big problem. And it's this bitch. My mom. It's my mom.
I have one big problem.
One big fucking problem. Dude, I don't know, man. I have it. That sentence is so funny. Take out the, but a bitch ain't one.
Yeah.
I got 99 problems.
You wrote down all your problems?
Yeah, dude. I want to know what the problems are. I want to.
One of them is a.
Parking tickets.
Snoring. I snore at night.
I snore. I need a CPAP. Yeah, the Rite Aid by my house is out of Adderall.
is that a problem? I guess that's a problem.
Yeah. Gas went up.
I have trouble remembering all of my passwords.
Yeah.
I have a lot
totally.
Of passwords.
My favorite shirt has armpit stains.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Beyonce is mad at me because I cheated on her. It's like, bro, a bitch is one. I got to tell you, you have made mistakes, buddy.
You know, he was already with Beyonce when that song came out.
That's, wow.
Which is very funny when she's like, how's the new album coming? Great, great. You want to, let me hear the songs. I'll play, I will. You're going to love this first one, and you're going to love the last one, and a few others. Let's just listen to it all the way through, honey.
But a bitch ain't one.
She's yes. like, mm.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. You know how this is, honey. You gotta, you know, these kids want to. That's what I feel like. Beyonce's got it worse, though, because she's singing a song about, like, a real sexy encounter or, like, drunken love. She's singing all these, like, sexy songs, and it kind of ruins it for me because I think of Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You know, in the past, I could think of it's some guy with a blurry face, or it's me.
Right, it's
but
you.
Now that
but now
I
you
know it's Jay-Z.
With that terrible hair.
And they're having their 8,000th roll in the hay, and it's kind of, you know, so-so. That makes it a little
That's
less
true.
Fun.
8,000th roll in the hay. I yeah. love that song that she wrote, Roll in the Hay.
Roll in the Hay.
Yeah, totally.
By Beyonce.
She's got that new song that just came out. It's called I Like It When Your Hard Cock Is In My Pussy. Yo, I love... There's a certain type of joking that just kind of breaks Caleb a little bit when I do it.
Well, because I'm imagining... Like her starting off a concert, she comes through the floor, there's sparks shooting out. You know, she's got her like spangly, like dangly thing on that she wears. You know, and everybody's going nuts. And then she's got the little backup dancers going. Yeah. You know,
I like it when you.
And you're just like, whoa. Like
yeah. What did she say?
Wait a minute.
I gotta like this. This is fun, man. Wow. Oof. Now, maybe that's me, you know?
There's just something about when you know who the guy is, you know? It's like if Cardi B or if Megan Thee Stallion married, you know, I'm trying to think of Doug Imhoff. He starts, so, you know, writes a song called Big Dick Doug. I'm not going to enjoy it as much because now I see the guy.
Yeah, dude.
It's not as good. It's just like, I remember when I found out who Dolly Parton's husband was, and I was like, this?
Who was
this,
Dolly Parton's husband?
Just some guy.
Oh, man. That's great.
Some guy.
Good for him.
And then Taylor Swift, before Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift was just some British dude.
Yeah.
Some guy. And I don't like knowing. It takes some of the fun out of it.
You know, Ed Sheeran's dating Harambe? Can you believe that?
I do believe it.
Can you believe that, man?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's hard to believe.
It's not. Yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah. Can you know when people go, you believe 2014 was 10? Every year they go, 10 years ago. You believe it was 10 years ago?
Dude.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. What is wrong with people, dude?
I know.
I can't believe you believe 2019, 5 years ago.
Emma Stone is dating everyone in the band Mumford & Sons.
I like
that's
that.
That's true.
I
that's
like
true.
That.
True.
Mumford and his sons.
All, yeah, totally.
Oof.
Mumford & Sons sounds like a muffler place.
It does. It does. Are they still going?
They must be. They were killing
that
it.
That should have stopped.
I know. It really should have.
That was a little much of that.
Marcus Mumford helped with the music for Inside Llewyn Davis, and that was great. And yeah. I was like, do more of this, pal.
It was a thing like 10 to 15 years ago when like there was this huge thing of like bands that seemed like they would play in the movie Big Fish. You know?
Yes. Oh, my God.
We was just eating some cobbler. I got a little banjo I'm picking, and I just love riding down Route 66.
It's just time to put on my barrel and go down to the Verizon Center and play for 3 million people.
My best friend is Huckleberry Finn, and I'm just here just making an honest living with my band and just... Oh, my God.
I don't know how we're going to get to the Meadowlands in our dinghy.
I just always found that to be the most bullshit.
It's the most disingenuous. Yeah, you're chewing on a big
modern
weed.
Times.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I'm just tuning my banjo out here. Just eating a peach.
I'm just doing my pre-show ritual.
I've never had a pair of shoes.
Pouring dirt on my pants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Edward Sharpe and the magnetic little fuckers. I'm sick of that shit. Sick of it. And then just, the commercial started to realize, oh, we can sell more jackets playing this song.
It just makes people feel so happy. Why, hello.
Welcome to a safe, white, fictional place.
I know.
Back to school.
It's me, the old prospector of Silver Lake. You can catch me digging for gold down at Akbar on a Tuesday night.
And it's always been bullshit. CCR, I love CCR, but it's the dudes are from California.
I know.
I was raised in a pickle on Shut up.
Because I was born in El Pollo Loco.
Oh, it's such... But that dude went to the same high school as Richard Nixon. He's like fucking...
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, I'm just a little bottle of hot sauce. What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Sick of it, dude. But yeah, Jay-Z's a good billionaire, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems fun. He seems like a fun boss. Like he runs companies now, which is fun.
It is fun.
It's just funny to imagine getting a Jay-Z in your inbox being like, just bumping this up.
That's so funny, dude.
Per my last email.
Jay-Z, do you think we could circle back about those documents?
Yeah.
And he's just like, I have so many more than 99 problems.
I love the idea of like ending a meeting with him being like, this could have been an email, Jay-Z.
Yeah. That's so funny. I also just love, I really love people talking about problems. Like,
yeah.
Specifically, like, Mo Money, Mo Problems is so funny. Because, like,
he was 24 also. Yeah. 24. Man, I got all these problems.
It's just funny to admit that it got specific, too. Biggie was like, Mo Money, Mo Problems. And Jay-Z is like, 99. Exactly. I have exactly 99 problems.
Yeah. No, man. 99. I mean, I would agree. And there's always, I've noticed my entire life, there's always been one or more women upset with me in some way.
Who's upset with you right now?
Oh, there's got to be somebody.
Harris.
Kamala's not happy.
Yeah.
She's texting me every day.
Yeah,
for
well, that's
wanting
a good
five
point.
Bucks. And I'm not going to give it to her.
Yeah.
If you lose this race by $5.
Did you know this? I read this on the internet the other day, by the way. Doug Emhoff, his torso is the exact shape of a bag of oranges.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Doug Facts. Doug Facts.
It's very funny to me. You know, Doug seems to be fine, but it's like, it's funny to me when it's like, you got the hot wife,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like,
Doug.
You know, because I bet she wakes up 4:30 in the morning. All right, honey, I'm going to go work out for 6 hours before work. And he's like, oh, sweet.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to hang out with the kids. Wait, no, I liked this bit about emailing Jay-Z. I think that's really funny, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's in the email chain.
Yeah, totally. You get an email from Jay-Z separate that's like, hey, could you start BCCing me on the emails with ADP about staffing? And you're like, yeah.
I bet he forgets the attachment sometimes, you know, because he's like a grandpa now, I think. But it's like I would feel weird about like.
His email address is jz@hotmail.com. still logging into Yahoo to check his email.
Here's something I want to say about Yahoo. They got a good news. Yahoo News is pretty good.
Okay.
There's for some reason that
I can tell in your tone of voice that you really mean this.
I do.
I know you mean it, but you also know, based on your tone of voice, that's a ridiculous thing to say.
But here's the thing. They're fucked because just culturally it just became unacceptable to have a Yahoo. You just, it was like, what are you, 2 years old?
Uh-huh.
Or a million? Or you're either super old or you're like a child. It just like, it's like Yahoo.
Right. They named it wrong.
Yeah. And it just became a thing where it was just like, you either got Gmail or you're a bitch and you're an old fuck.
Yahoo.
But
yeah, they were doomed from the start.
But they were doing great for a while, and they still have a pretty good news section.
Okay. I don't know. But
no one cares.
Yeah, I don't care.
See?
Yeah, why would I? Yeah, and
but here's what I don't understand. Why? It's hard to get news going.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to do stuff. It's hard to do anything.
It's just because you got to take yourself seriously if you're a news and you're like, Yahoo!
I know, and no one ever shit. No one's ever like, according to Yahoo. No one's ever, you never see a press conference where they're like, from Yahoo? Ever. And I'm like,
all right, everybody, welcome to Tickle Me Financial News.
But they're out there busting their ass, getting scoops, and doing all this stuff. No one cares.
Oh, my God. Coochie Coochie Arts and Leisure. Come on down and hug me news.
I know. They're screwed. I feel bad for them, man.
Yeah.
They're trying hard.
It seems like you're going to go to Yahoo News, and it's going to be like, who got kissed? Who got kissed this
It's
weekend?
Not, though. It's not like that. It's they're doing good stuff over there.
Vladimir Putin's chewing with his mouth open again.
I'm telling you. They're doing better than you'd think.
Oh, man. You would not believe which cities have the most minions hiding. Wow. Top 15 ways to get a suntan.
Right. You would think it would be very BuzzFeed-y.
Yeah,
but,
totally.
But Yahoo News is not bad.
This lady grew up in an apple.
Hell yeah,
I'll
dude.
Bet you the owner of Yahoo is a billionaire.
Gotta be. I mean, they sold it. They must have been bought out during that time when everybody was buying up all
probably.
The things. But,
Yahoo owner. Let's see. Jim Lanzone, CEO of Yahoo Inc. But what is own? Who owns? Owned by investment funds managed by Apollo Global Management. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that sounds fun. Sounds like some good folks over there at Apollo.
Good God, dude. Jerry Yang, founder of Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
55 years old, $2.6 billion as
well,
of this year.
Well, guess who's getting their own episode of Billionaires
Jerry
Are Good.
Yang. And Jerry Yang, you look nice. You
I
sold
bet.
Yahoo. Good for you. You started something with a dumb fucking name, and then you got rid of it, and you sold it to an investment firm. Good for you, pal.
That's the thing to do, is to be a 90s internet billionaire, where you invented something. It wasn't that hard. I mean, you've seen 90s websites.
Totally.
And you make $1 billion, then you sell it, and you never work again. You just get to chill. Oh, man. Those guys.
How crazy is it that Elon bought Twitter for $40 billion, and he's still a billionaire?
$40 billion, dude.
To sell it for buy it for $40 billion, and to still have $200 billion,
dude. They're gonna study this in schools in the future, you know. And it's like he was like, "I want to buy this shit," and then they were like, "All right," and then he was like, "Never mind, never mind, never mind, never mind," and then they're like, "No, you have to."
Did that happen? Is
yes.
that true? Whoa.
He tried to get out of it, and it was like legally he had already like signed whatever it was. They found out legally. They're like, no, you do have to buy it. You can't back out.
I didn't see that.
Because he
awesome.
Saw that it was going to lose money.
Yeah.
And take up 100% of his time and ruin his life. And he still had to do it. He really didn't want to. Because he was like, well, fuck, that's a lot of money for a company that sucks. And now it's ruining his life.
Wow. Why doesn't he just close it? You know?
Well, now he's like, he's getting a lot of likes. He's getting
a
lot
of likes?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
His tweets are doing well.
Oh, I see.
So he's on Twitter all day long, and he's like, hell yeah. You see what I, you know.
God, that is crazy.
You see what I post? I got?
Man, to just like, got like all you got to do to get a bunch of followers is buy the company, man.
I know. And I get it. I have some tweets I think are pretty good, mm-hmm. and I'll be like, damn, 10
think
likes.
Shit. I wish I owned this company.
How many likes would I get if I paid $44 billion?
Yeah, man.
But I feel bad. I mean, it's like he did.
That's why I'm going to buy a hospital. That way, if I ever break my knee,
yeah,
they'll fix it right up.
No, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Just buy that place.
But it's just so funny that he could have gone down as this, like, Iron Man type guy with the rockets and the cars.
I know.
But then he made a huge mistake about Twitter.
Dude.
But he's good.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're good.
No, he's good.
I think that it's good that there's a massive disparity of wealth.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, because if that weren't the case, if there weren't, like, a very few amount of people who had tons and tons of money, then it would be easier for me to make money. And I don't deserve right. that.
No, no, no. No, you don't.
Yeah, I don't deserve that because I'm trash.
You know what I've always thought is mm-hmm. funny about the trickle-down mm-hmm. economics thing? Is that it literally, it's like, we're up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
And
no,
we
I mean,
get, like, it's like they said that was their selling point. They were like, trickle down. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Some of our money will trickle upon you.
Sounds like fucking like, genius because it's just literally like, we're just going to brazenly say we're above you.
Yeah.
And just see if that is a problem. And it wasn't.
That's like the plot of Mad Max.
Even if you don't think trickle down will work, which, you know, we don't, you're still being like, you are above me. We should have been like, hey.
Can I have a little trickling down? Can you?
I think it should be literally people should have said, hey, don't call it trickle. Fuck you.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, man. Give me your money also.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to kill your family.
I want lots of money. I don't want it trickling. You're just pissing
on
my head.
Your trickle? What, you're like, yeah, you just jerked off and there's like cum trickling
right.
down.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
thanks
dude.
For the trickle.
I know.
I feel really special
That's
down here.
That's what
I
like about sex.
Yeah.
When it trickles.
Mm.
Yeah.
You mean you love talking about that.
Trickling?
Yeah.
Trickling cum.
Trickling Dave.
Trickling cum. That's
they call him penis Caleb and Trickling Dave.
Trickling Dave. And then the reason they call me that is that cum doesn't come out of my penis that fast. It's a trickle.
That's true.
Trickling Dave.
Trickling yeah. Dave.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't pick the name.
Yeah, that's right.
I got
it. You can't help your nickname.
Class.
You can't help your nickname.
You can't help your nickname.
No.
Sometimes everybody in your math class just finds out how hard you come, and then you can't get over it for the rest of your fucking life. Good God, man. I got 99 problems.
Oh, dude, I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, man, and they're all my name.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you just got to change it.
I'm trying.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
Uh-oh.
Is this billionaire? Is this billionaire hotter than Ted Cruz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone is.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Is this billionaire hotter than the dad from Frasier?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Not with the hair.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay, like... 2009 Jay-Z.
Yeah.
1999 Jay-Z.
More maybe tied, because the dad from Frasier is the hottest person
All right,
on Earth.
We got a tie.
It's finally a tie.
Our first tie on Billionaires Are
yeah,
Good.
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and of course, as we're rounding down, winding
rounding down,
rounding out.
Time for the round
coming
out.
To the end of this episode, it is time for...
What's it called?
That's right.
What's it called? What's it called? Sid Cowell. No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
So every week here on Billionaires Are Good, we like to play a fun game on Twitter and Discord, so join that.
Yeah.
Hop on in there. It's very fun. We've been doing it since the beginning. We love renaming stuff. This week, the game was renamed the movie Trap, new M. Night Shyamalan joint.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I've heard it is bad. But,
No.
I also don't mind a bad M. Night Shyamalan.
Totally.
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. I still love the guy. I like a twist. I don't give a shit. But it is Trap. It's a Brian Regan-ass title.
Trap. Trap. Dog.
So, dog. Old.
Wait, hold on real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report.
He is not
he's
in
He's not
it.
In Trap, but he's in a lot of movies.
He is, we swear.
He is in a lot of movies and very recognizable, but he is not in the movie Trap.
I love this game. I love renaming shit.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's Trap, but if Trap had more words in the title than one.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to spruce it up with a few more words, but y'all did great. This was very funny.
Yeah. Coming in at number 10. At I Like Mike Perry on Twitter with Traps, which is wrong. You fucked up, Mike.
No, but it is funny. So,
it is funny, though, so that's why.
It's all right.
In, yeah, yeah.
Winslow Dumain on Twitter said, The Trap.
That's really funny. Bogdute on Discord with Trap, : based on the novel Push by Sapphire. That's great. I like that.
Go to OTAN on Discord. Said Battle for the Planet of the Trap.
That's great. At Jemry from the Pod on Twitter. The beach that makes you trapped. That's funny.
Demurest on Discord said the killer is the handsome man.
Coming in at number 4, Shitbird Deluxe on Discord with The Trappening.
Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable.
It's really funny.
Kreet on Discord said, incredibly closed and extremely hard to open.
The One True Dog on Discord, extremely sorry about Avatar and incredibly unsure how to promote my movies. That's so funny.
Fondle Punch on Twitter with the Ricky Shit. Ernest Trap Stupid.
That's great. Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, boy. Very fun. Great job, everybody.
Great job, always. You guys always crush it. You're the best ever.
Oh, boy.
BillionairesAreGood.com. There's an invite to our Discord there, or follow us on X.
At
Billionaires Are Good.
That's right.
Also tell your friends and all that shit. We love you
so
much.
It's the best podcast on earth, and you're the best fans. We love you.
That's right.
The Ben Shapiro's Beard Update.
Ooh, it is still there.
The Ben Shapiro's Beard Update.
Thank y'all so much. We'll see you.
Lay it on down.
Bye.
Ooh.
Billionaires are good.